And I want to dedicate the Shir Le'ilui Nishmas, my grandmother, who's Yahrzeitist today. Cyril Bazevul. Also, I understand it's a year since we started. Okay, before we start, it's going to be a little bit of a hakdama. We're not going to go into any great detail here in these halachas, not halachas here, definitely not halachas that are not nogeya too much to us, but just the mitzias. In making a parchment for writing tefillin, mezuzahs, and sefer Torah, so the way they used to do it, the way the Gemara speaks about, is they used to take off the hair from the hide, work it out with salting it and working it out, tanning it or whatever. And that whole piece of hide without the hair worked out was called the gevil. That's called gevil. And that they usually wrote Sifrei Torah on. It's very thick and strong, and Sifrei Torah had to be strong and thick because it was always being gehagba and used constantly. Then they took the hide, and they divided it into two parts. They split it into two. The top part with the hair was according to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, and the way the Rambam has it in Yad Chazaka, that was called klaf. And they used to write on the klaf on the bottom side, the side faced away from the hair side, the side that faced towards the body, towards the flesh. That was called klaf, the mokum basar. Okay? The second half, right, was called duchsustus. Duchsustus, sustus, Tosfos says, means flesh, and duch means the place of the flesh. So they used to write on that, on the upper side, the side that faced towards the hair, towards the outside. So basically they were writing on these two split layers on the inside of each of the covered side of each of them. In other words, on the klaf, on the inside of the klaf, and on the duchsustus, on the outside of the duchsustus. And now what they wrote on the klaf was tefillin, because that was very thin. The top layer was a very thin layer, and tefillin did not need sirtut. You didn't have to line it with a indentation, so it didn't have to be very thick, and it had to be very pliable to be able to fold into the batim. So the best thing for writing that was klaf. All this is a halacha moshmi sinai. The Meiri just explains that this is the behind the halacha moshmi sinai, there's some logic to. So they wrote the tefillin on klaf, and mezuzahs on the duchsustus. And again, the duchsustus was a thicker layer. The mezuzah had to be indented, and therefore, what's it called, had to be a thicker layer. It didn't have to be put into a bias, it didn't have to be so thin. And those were the three things. Whether that's halacha or not, could be tefillin also needs to be lined. But the ma'isa, based on the Meiri, this is how they used to write. They used to write the Sefer Torah on gevil. That was the whole piece of leather together. Then the mezuzahs, they used to write on the duchsustus, on the part that faced up, and the tefillin they wrote on klaf, on the part that faced down. Okay, the top layer where they split the two layers. There is a tshuva from the Rambam and a tshuva from the Rashba that say just the opposite of what we just said. That klaf is the bottom part, what we said was duchsustus is called klaf, and duchsustus is the top part. And we'll see in the Gemara that makes a very big difference which is which, what you write what on. And they used to write on the klaf, which is the, according to this opinion, the bottom part, klaf b'mokum basar, which means mamish, the bottom part between the actual flesh of the animal and the hide, the second layer of hide. And duchsustus b'mokum sar means that they wrote on the top layer, where the hair was, and they took it off worked it out. They wrote mamish whatever they wrote on duchsustus on that top layer. So two nafkaminas. One is which is the klaf and which is the duchsustus, and on which side of the thing did they write? Right. According to the first opinion, they wrote always on the bottom side, the bottom sides of the layers, the two that are covered up. And according to this, the other opinion, They wrote on the top side of the first layer and the completely bottom side of the bottom layer. Okay. The Maisa of the Rabbeinu Tam brings down that our cloth is completely different. We don't split the cloth in two. What we do is we rub off the top part of the hide completely, the hair and a good portion of the top part of the hide, and don't split it up, and it still has a din of what's it called, of klaf and duchsustis. It has all the milas of everything. It's worked out very, very nicely, and some hold we write dafka on the bottom side of it, and some hold you, since it's worked out very nice, you can write on either side of it. And wouldn't it be enough kamina, which side you write on, which part is considered klaf, which part is considered duchsustis. That's, in general, what klaf is. You'll see in the Gemara that different things are written on different ones. But the way we explain the Me'iri, what they used to do, explains halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai, why tefillin were on duchsustis, why mezuzah was on, just the opposite, tefillin was on klaf, mezuzah was on duchsustis, and Sefer Torah was written on gedil. Okay, let's go on. Klaf, kedei lichtov alav parsha ketana. How much klaf do you have to take out to be chayiv? Enough to write on it a parsha ketana of, what does it say in the Mishnah, of tefillin? Yeah, parsha ketana. Klaf, kedei lichtov alav parsha ketana shebe tefillin. Shema Yisrael, the smallest parsha in the four parshas of Tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. That's the amount for klaf. V'raminu, so the Gemara says, I'll bring you a contradiction to that. Klaf v'duchsustus, right, both klaf and duchsustus, and we'll go according to the what the Rambam says, l'maisa in Yad HaChazakah, and the Rabbeinu Tam says like that, which is pretty much the halacha. The klaf, again, is the top layer, the thinner layer, and duchsustus is the bottom layer, when you split the hide into two. So klaf and duchsustus, kedei lichtov alav mezuzah. Both of them have the shiur of writing on in a mezuzah. And mezuzah is bigger than tefillin, because the parsha ketana of tefillin is just shema. A mezuzah has shema and v'hayim shamoa. So it's bigger than the parsha ketana shel tefillin. So Mara says, my mezuzah, mezuzah should be tefillin. Mezuzah means the parsha of tefillin. It's called a mezuzah too. Right? The parshios of tefillin are also called a mezuzah. Mara says, the korilu tefillin mezuzah. They call the parshios of tefillin mezuzah. In? Yeah, the Mara says, yeah. But Tanya, I'll show you, there's a brisa that says, ritzuos tefillin im ha-tefillin, metamos ha-shadayim b'fnei atzman, ein metamos ha-shadayim. The ritzuos of tefillin, when they're connected to the tefillin, are metame yadayim. This is one of the 18 gzeiras that we had in the first parak, that they said that, what's it called, the kisvei hakodesh are metame yadayim, because they used to put their truma together with kisvei hakodesh, and the mice would come and destroy the kisvei hakodesh. So they made halacha that if you touch kisvei hakodesh, your hands become tamei, and you can't touch truma. So they stayed away from kisvei hakodesh when it came to truma. They didn't put the truma next to the kisvei hakodesh anymore. So not only kisvei hakodesh, but tefillin themselves, and the ritzuas also, if they're connected to the tefillin, are metamei siyadayim. But if you take the ritzuas out of the tefillin, just ritzuas themselves are not metamei siyadayim. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Reb Shimon, Hanogeya b'ritzua tohar ad sheyiga b'ktsitsa. Even if the ritzuos are connected to the tefillin, if you only touch the ritzua, your hands are not tamei. You have to touch the ktsitsa. Ktsitsa is what we call the bias. Reb Zakai Mishmo, Omer tohar ad sheyiga b'mezuzah atzma. That tefillin themselves are not matamei yadayim, because they're not kisvei hakodesh, unless you touch the mezuzah itself, meaning the parshios of the tefillin, your hands are still tar. Your hands don't become tamei unless you touch the parsha itself. The bayis and the ritzua are not matamei as a yodayim, according to Reb Zakkai. So, what do you see from this brisa? That the parsha of tefillin is called mezuzah. Rashi. Duchsustis, klaf shenitla kliposu helyona. Rashi seems to say, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that duchsustis is cloth, it's parchment, that you took off the top layer. The top layer is really what's called cloth. And it's called cloth because that's the klipa. That's the first layer. That's the peel. So you peel off the top layer, and what's the second layer is called dusustus. Mezuzah, shema v'hoim shema. Mezuzah has two parshios, shema and v'hoim shema. Shebet tefillin, dehosam dalet igros, the dalet parshios. In tefillin shorosh, there are four separate parshios. Each one's on its own separate parchment. The seyer, the shear, b'chad minayu, d'haynu shema, k'tana shebehem. And the shear of hotzah is one of them, the smallest of them, which is shema. Metamos asiyadayim le'inyin truma, that your hands become tameh, and if you touch truma, the truma becomes tameh. Kedam moram b'yudches dover perakamas. I want to explain the first parak. Ktsitsa, hu hatfus shel or, shechotuch l'dalet batim, k'min beis yad shel or, ve'igros besocha. That's the bias, the shel rosh, which is divided into four compartments, that's called the ktsitsa. B'mezuzah, hein ha'igros, shehein besocha batim. The parshios of tefillin that are inside the bayis are called the mezuzah. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so therefore the shear of cloth and duchsustas is enough to write the parshios of tefillin on it, the parsh of shema. And that's called the mezuzah. Ivahomig tani seifa, cloth, kedei lichtov alav parshik tanisha betefillin, shehi shema Yisrael, mechlal dereisha, b'mezuzah atzma askina. The Maisa, you can't say that mezuzah in this brisa means the parshios of tefillin, because the seifa of that brisa says cloth kedei lichtov al parshik tanis shebetefillin, right? The cloth, and how much cloth do you need? Enough to write parshik tanis shebetefillin, shishma Yisrael. Mashma, what's it called? That the resha that said, what's it called? What was the resha? Right, that says lichtov alav mezuzah can't mean tefillin, because that, what's it called, must mean a real mezuzah, because the seif is talking about tefillin. Shmar says hachik tani, klath v'duchsustas shi'urim b'kama. He says, learn the brayse in the following way. Klath and duchsustas, what are their shear? In other words, the ratio of the Mishnah is not telling you the shear of either one. It's starting off with mentioning the two kinds of klath, and what is their shear? So, duchsustas, kedei lichtov alav mezuzah. Duchsustas, that's what you write a mezuzah on. And that needs the shear of writing a mezuzah. Because you write mezuzahs on duchsustas, like we explained for the miri, because the duchsustas is the thicker part, and a mezuzah needs to be lined, indenting lines with a metal or a wooden implement, and therefore it has to be thicker. You can't make those indentations in a very, very thin cloth. So, duchsustas, you write mezuzahs on, so the shear is a whole mezuzah. Shema and v'hoim shamoah. Klath, kedei lichtov al parshik tanish v'tfilin, shi shema Yisrael. But klath, they wrote tfilin on. And therefore the shear was one, and since the tfilin had four separate parshios, so enough klath to write one parsha, the smallest of them, is the shear for klath. So klath, like we said, is the first thinner layer. When you divide the hide into two, duchsustas is the bottom layer, and you wrote mezuzah on duchsustas, tefillin on cloth, so the shear of cloth is the smallest parsha of tefillin, which is smaller than the shear for duchsustas, which is two parshios, shema and vayim shema of a mezuzah. Rashi. V'homidik tani seifa, da'hid le'el, klath k'dei lichtov, michlal d'reisha, v'kashi reisha seifa. Since the seifa says tefillin, it must be the reisha, it's talking about real mezuzah. Shi'urin shel kol echad b'kama. So he says, no, you have to learn this braisa a different way. The braisa starts off in general. What is the shear of klath and duchsustas? And then it says specifically, klath is this and duchsustas is this. Kedei lichtov alav mezuzah, a duchsustas koi. The mezuzahs were written on duchsustas. And it's going back. In order to write, a mezuzah is referring to duchsustas. That's the shear of duchsustas. The lochazi l'tfilin. Because the duchsustas is not fit for tfilin. You can't write tfilin on what's it called on duchsustas. And all again, this is all halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. But like the Meiri says, there's a svara behind it too. You can find reasons for halacha l'moshe mi'sinai too. And Rashi says also, the lochazi l'tfilin, not fit for tefillin, can mean, halachically it's not fit, But it's also not fit for tefillin because the tefillin have to be very pliable. You have to fold them into small things to get into those compartments. And if it's thicker parchment, it's not going to be folded easily. So therefore, duchsustus is not fit for tefillin. The sefer parish klaf kedei lichto parish kadosh b'tefillin. On the other hand, what they wrote tefillin on was klaf. And that's the upper layer, the thinner layer, the klipa, the peel kind of layer. And therefore, for klaf, the shear is the smallest parish in tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. Okay, Omar Rav. Tuchsustus harehi keklaf. Rav said that tuchsustus has the same din as klaf. That's what we think now. Ma klaf kosin of tefillin, av tuchsustus kosin of tefillin. Just like you can write tefillin on klaf, you can write tefillin on tuchsustus too. Not like we said until now. Right? You can write tefillin on klaf or duchsustus. Tnan, klaf kedei lichto parsha ktana sheba tefillin. Shehi Shema Yisrael. Klaf in duchsustus lo. We'll read in the parentheses because even if it's not written in the Gemara, it's unspoken. Right? Lechora, it says that the shear of klaf is the amount to write a parsha ktana sheba tefillin. That's a smaller shear. Mashma, only klaf has that shear. But duchsustus has a bigger shear, like we said before, like enough to write a mezuzah, Shema and Vayim Shemoah. That means that you can't write a mezuzah on cloth. Because if you could write a mezuzah on cloth, right, that means you can't write tefillin on duchsustus, right? Cloth is the shear of tefillin. Because if you could write tefillin on duchsustus, why is the shear of duchsustus the bigger shear? Shema and Vahim Shamoah, Lemaisi could write tefillin on it too, and there the smallest parsha is just Shema, separate by itself. So why shouldn't the shear of the Sustus also be the smaller shear of Shema? Why should it have to be the bigger shear that you're not chayiv unless you take out enough to write Shema and Vahim Shamoah? If you could write tefillin also on the Sustus, then the shear of the Sustus should be the same shear as tefillin. As klaf, which is tefillin. The parasha ketana shem tefillin. Where it says le mitzvah. No. The hider mitzvah is writing tefillin only on klaf and not on duchsustus. B'dievet, if you wrote tefillin on duchsustus, you yotze. And since most people want to do hider mitzvah, Rashi says, so therefore the shear of duchsustus is for what you do normally le hider, which is only a mezuzah, and not tefillin. You don't write tefillin lechatchila on duchsustus. B'di'evit, it's okay. The shear, therefore, is on what's lechatchila, not what's b'di'evit. Rashi. Klath in duchsustus lo, heve b'shiur azuta, kihai. Only klath has a smaller shear. Ela b'chde lichto beis parash yos de mezuzah. The iduchs and duchsustus, you need a bigger shear. You need shema and vahim shema, like a mezuzah. The iduchsustus chazi l'tfilin, if you're allowed to write tefillin on duchsustus, like Rav said, then the shear should have been the smaller shear of one parasha of tefillin, which is Shema. Gemara says lemitzvah. Mitzvah namufker klaf bo'inen. Mitzvah lechatchilo, you have to write tefillin on klaf. Ustamed dechol inish mitzvah ma'al yisa'ovid. And most people like to do what's mehudr. They like to do lechatchilo. Hilkach lo matzna duchsustus letfillin. Therefore, regularly, duchsustus is not put away to write tefillin on, because it's not lechatchila. And therefore, since most people don't write their tefillin on duchsustus, they only write mezuzahs on duchsustus, the shear of duchsustus is to write a mezuzah, both parshios. But b'di'evit, if you wrote tefillin on duchsustus, it's kosher. That's what Rav meant to say. Okay. Toshma. So now we're still discussing what Rav said, that duchsustus hari keklaf, but now we have limited it to the fact that just like you can write tefillin on klaf, b'di'evid you can write tefillin on duchsustus too, even though lechatchila you have to write on klaf. That's where we're holding now. Now the Gemara is trying to bring rayas one way or the other. Toshma. Halacha l'moshe misinai, tefillin al haklaf. Halacha l'moshe misinai, tefillin has to be on klaf, meaning the upper thin layer. Mezuzah ala duchsustus, and mezuzah is written on the lower layer, the thicker lower layer. klaf the mukam basar, the klaf you write, the side that faces towards the flesh, meaning the bottom side of the upper layer, duchsustus b'mukam seir, and duchsustus on the part that faces up towards the hair, which means the upper side of the lower layer. Those are the two sides that meet each other, right? The lower side of the upper layer and the upper side of the lower layer are the ones that are hidden when they're together. When you uncover them, those are the parts that are contiguous with each other. So the Maaseh says, Betheirish, that what? That you write a mezuzah, a tefillin on cloth. Halacha l'moshe misina. And not on duchsustus. Or it says l'mitzvah. Yeah, the way we learn in Rav, that's l'mitzvah. That's l'chatchila. Halacha l'moshe misina says, you want to know what to do l'chatchila, you have to write mezuzah on duchsustus and tefillin on cloth. B'di'evit, even if you wrote the tefillin on duchsustus, you're yotze. V'atan yashina pasul. And I said, the Brisa says that if you change it and you write, the opposite way, it's possible. It would seem to mean that if you wrote tefillin on duchsustus, it's possible. Not like Rav said, even b'di'evit it's possible. Or it says on mezuzah. No, that's only going on one of them. If you wrote the mezuzah on cloth, it's possible. But if you wrote the tefillin on duchsustus, b'di'evit it's okay. The halacha l'moshe misinai now that we're saying is, l'chatchila, you have to write tefillin on cloth, and mezuzah on duchsustus. B'di'evit, if you wrote tefillin on duchsustus, you're yotze, but if you wrote mezuzah on cloth, you're not yotze. For Hatanya, where it says, no, you can't get away with that. For Hatanya, shina bezeh, bezeh, possible. I'll show you a brice, and it says that if you change either one, it's possible. Right? So where it says, idi on mezuzah. Both of them are going on mezuzah. We're still not saying that if you change by tefillin and wrote it on duchsustus, that it's possible. So why do you need two? If it had changed, either one, right, by mezuzah is possible. What does that mean? Aklath b'makom seyar, inome aduchsustus b'makom basar. What's the change by mezuzah? You can change a mezuzah two ways. Mezuzah is supposed to be on duchsustus, on the upper layer of the duchsustus, the top side of the duchsustus. If you changed it, meaning either you wrote it on cloth, on either side of the cloth, or you wrote it on duchsustus on the wrong side. You wrote it on the duchsustus on the bottom side. It's possible. So that's what it means. Shina bezel bezel. If you change the mezuzah either way, either you wrote it on cloth or you wrote it on the wrong side of the duchsustus, it's possible. But on tefillin, if you change, it's not possible. Meaning if you wrote tefillin on duchsustus, it's okay. V'boyeseva, I'll give you another answer. Shina bezel bezel tanoihi. Enochinami, shina bezel bezel means that if you wrote the tefillin on duchsustus or the mezuzah on cloth, they're both possible. But that's not a kash on Rav, because it's a machlokas tanoim. And Rav holds like the other tanoim. And there is a tana who holds that if you wrote tefillin on duchsustus, it's possible. But Rav holds like the other tana. The tanya, shina bezel bezel possible. If you change the mezuzah and wrote it where you're supposed to write tefillin, or you change the tefillin and wrote it where you're supposed to write mezuzah, they're both possible. Rabbi Acha Machsher, Mishum Rabbi Achi, Bar Chanina, Ba'amri Lo Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Achi, Bar Chanina, and some say Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina, what's it called, says it's kosher. That bezel bezel is not possible, meaning that we're saying that going according to Rav, that if you change the tefillin and didn't write it on cloth, you wrote it on the psusnus, still kosher. And Rav held like Rav Achi, Rashi. The mezuzah in kosval aklath. He wrote the mezuzah on cloth instead of on duchsustus possible. Hodich siva cloth atil b'makom seyar. The kosh came b'makom basar. The hilchas of mezuzah b'makom seyar. The hodich kosva duchsustus b'makom basar. So the Gemara says both are going on mezuzah and not on tefillin. Tefillin b'di'evit, if you wrote on cloth, is okay. But mezuzah, if you changed it in either way, you wrote it on the wrong side of the duchsustus, or you wrote it anywhere on cloth, it's possible. Rav Achi machsher, v'rav moke l'rav Achi atfillin. And when Rav Achi says that it's kosher, he didn't mean to say that both of them are kosher if you change, but only tefillin are kosher. De kosven al duchsustus v'omar kavaisi. And Rav learned that Rav Achi holds that if you wrote tefillin on Duch Sustas, it's kosher b'di'evit. Okay. Rav Papa Omar, Rav de Omar Ketana de Ve Menashe. Rav said his halacha that if you wrote tefillin on Duch Sustas, his kosher is like the Tana de Ve Menashe. The Tana de Ve Menashe, Kosva al Haniyar, the al Hamaklis Psula. If you wrote, what's it called? We don't know yet what you wrote. You wrote something, right? Either Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzahs, one of them. You wrote it on Niyar. You wrote it on paper, right? Like we said, this paper means papyrus. The Alhamaklis, or you wrote it on rag paper. It's a maklis. Psula, that's possible. Alhaklath, the Alhagvil, the Alhadduchsustis, Ksheira. But if you wrote it on cloth, or on Gvil, or on Duch Sustas, it's all kosher. We explained already what Gvil was. Gvil is where you don't separate the skin. You just take off the top layer of hair, and you work it out. You salt it, and tan it, work it out. That's called Gvil. It's the whole thickness of the hide. You don't separate it. But it's not like the cloth that they make today, or what Rabbeinu Tam says they made in his time. There, they didn't just take off the hair. They scraped off the whole top layer of what normally would be called the cloth. Right? Just scraped it off. Right? That's what we do today. There, all they did was take off the hair and use the immediately under the hair that first layer. So that's called gvil. Without taking anything off, that's called gvil. So if you wrote something on either cloth, gvil, or duch sustas, it's kshera. Versus Kosva Mai. What did you write? What are we talking about over here? Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, or Tefillin? Ilema Mezuzah, Mezuzah, Klath, Mikasninan. We've already established that a Mezuzah you can't write on cloth. Everybody agrees. Even Rav never said that you could write a Mezuzah on cloth. Right? Not even B'dievitz possible. Mezuzah has to be written on Duch Sustas. Elalav Tefillin. Must be that it's Tefillin. And still it says if you wrote the Tefillin on Gvil, on cloth, or on Duch Sustas, it's kosher. So here you see, like Rav, that Tanit Vei Menashe holds if you wrote Tefillin on Duch Sustas, but the evidence kosher. So Mara says, "Ulatameich Tefillin Agvil Mikasvina." According to you, right, Tefillin should be kosher then on Gvil, not only on Duch Sustas, not only on cloth, which is for sure the mitzvah, but even on Gvil, right? So nobody holds that, even Rav only said that tefillin are kosher also on Duch Sustas. But nobody holds that tefillin are kosher on Gvil. So it can't be talking about tefillin. Ela kitan yahi b'sefer Torah. That's talking about a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah can be written both on Gvil and on cloth or on Duch Sustas. But we don't have any raya from here that you can write tefillin on Duch Sustas. So it couldn't be that Rav's Makor is this Tanit Vei Menashe. Rashi, Gvil, Niyar Shalasovim, Niyar is papyrus, Gvil Mu'ubid Ba'afzin, and Gvil is where you have the hide, and you tanned it, you tanned the whole hide, took off the skin, the hair, and you tanned the whole hide, that's Gvil, you leave it whole. Misayelei, no, we didn't get it yet, Lema Misayelei, right, let's say that this should be a raya to Rav, right? Now, we have one mandiomer in the Braisa, right, Ravachi, who we said is the one who holds like Rav, and Rav holds like him, and Achinami, there is another opinion in the Braisa that tefillin on Duch Sustas is not kosher. Now, let's bring a proof to Rav. We haven't brought any rayas from Braisa's connected Rav, even though Lamaisa b'di'evid wouldn't have been such a big deal, because Rav is a Tano, Paulin. Rav could argue on Tanoi. But L'chatchila, we try to find that Rav should not argue on Tanoi. In any case, so we found either ways of explaining the Brises that they don't contradict Rav. I think it's going on Mezuzah only that's puzzle if you change. Or that, Enochinami, there are Tanoim who don't hold like Rav, but there are Tanoim who hold like Rav, and Rav holds like those Tanoim. Now we're going to bring a proof to Rav. Lema Misayele. Ki yotze bo tefillin shebalu, the Sefer Torah shebala, ein osin mehem mezuzah, Lefishein moridim miktusha chamura letusha kala. If you have tefillin that wore out, or a Sefer Torah that wore out, so you can't take the parsha of the tefillin that didn't wear out, right? You have a tefillin that wore out, you have a one parsha that didn't wear out. So you want to now use that parsha to make a mezuzah. Or you want to take a Sefer Torah and cut out the parshios of what's it called, of Shema, or Vahayim Shamoa, and make a mezuzah out of it. You can't make a mezuzah out of tefillin or out of a Sefer Torah. Because you can't decrease in Kedusha. The Kedusha of a Sefer Torah and the Kedusha of tefillin are greater than the Kedusha of a mezuzah. Okay? So, therefore, you can't take something that had a bigger Kedusha and diminish it to a lesser Kedusha. That's the reason why you can't make a Sefer Torah into a mezuzah, or a parsha of tefillin into a mezuzah. Where it says, homorid in osin. But this wouldn't be a problem. If you'd be allowed to diminish Kedusha, theoretically, you could make a Sefer Torah into mezuzah, or tefillin into mezuzah. Dichshiva amai. Where was the tefillin written? And what was it written? That you could make it into mezuzah. Barring the problem of diminishing the Kedusha. Lav dichshiva dichshiva. If the tefillin were written on cloth, then you should never make him into mezuzah. Because it's us, that we said for sure. You can't write a mezuzah on cloth. Everybody holds you can't write a mezuzah on cloth. So how could you possibly make tefillin into a mezuzah, even if you were allowed to diminish the Kedusha? It's not written on the right parchment. It's written on what's it called, on cloth, and mezuzah can't be written on cloth. Elamai, it must be that you wrote the tefillin on duchsustas. B'diyev, like Rav says, right? You didn't write it l'chatchila. You didn't have cloth. So you wrote it on duchsustas. Now you want to make that tefillin into a mezuzah, which is okay, because mezuzah is written on duchsustas. That's the only way it could be. Because if you wrote the tefillin on cloth, you couldn't possibly make it into mezuzah, because the mezuzah is not allowed to be on cloth. Forget about the reason of diminishing the kedusha. Lo dikshiva al cloth, u mezuzah cloth mi kasnina, right? So 1 second, Samara says, lav dikshiva duchsustas, it must be talking where you wrote the tefillin on duchsustas. And then it's possible, barring the other reason, that it was theoretically possible to make this tefillin into a mezuzah. Samara says, lo. And therefore it's a raya that you're allowed to write tefillin on duchsustas. At least the b'di'evit. Samara says, lo. Dikshiva al cloth. It was talking about the tefillin on cloth. So the Gemara says, mezuzah cloth mikasnin. How could it be that it's talking about cloth? And there's a havamina that you'd be allowed to write, that to use the tefillin for mezuzah, what's it called? How could that be? You can't write a mezuzah on cloth. That's clear. Right? So how could it be that there was even a havamina that you could make the tefillin into mezuzah if it was written on cloth? In? Gemara says, yeah. You can write a mezuzah on cloth. Completely different than everything we said till now. V'atanya kosval al cloth, al aniyar v'al amatlis psula. We have a brisa that says if you wrote it on cloth, or on paper, or on rags, it's possible. Rav Shim ben Elazar, Rav Meir ha yakosva al cloth, mitnei mishtameres, and what's it called? And this is going on a mezuzah. And the end of the brisa says that Rav Meir, Rav Shimon Elazar said Rav Meir used to write mezuzahs on cloth because it lasted longer. And the mezuzah was exposed to the elements. Good, if it was written on something, it would last longer. Rashi, Misayele l'Rav, Kiyotze bo reisha de brisa, tefillin shel yad, osin oso shel rosh. You could make a tefillin shel yad to tefillin shel rosh. Because you're mala b'kedusha. The kedusha of the shalrosh is greater than the kedusha of shalyad. But osin shalrosh ain't osin shalyad. You can't make a shalrosh into shalyad because you're diminishing the kedusha. But vishay ain't morid. Sefer Torah shabala ain't mechatchin mimeno yiriya sheparshio shma v'ayim shema b'socha l'kovim mezuzah. You can't tear out the yiriya. There's two different ways you can do this. Rashi seems to say what you do is, because in a Sefer Torah, Shema comes, what's it called, comes before Bohayim Shemoa. So you can, but there's a lot of parshios in between. So what you do is you cut out the Shema, and then cut out the Bohayim Shemoa, and somehow paste them together. Tosa says what you would do is, you would cut out either Shema, and leave a, what's it called, a blank place where maybe the lettering had come off, the rest of it, and you write, what's it called, the V'chaim Shamoah under the Shema. Or you have the, what's it called, V'chaim Shamoah, and you have a blank space above that, you write the Shema above the V'chaim Shamoah. So machlokas, though, whether you have to write, what's it called, a mezuzah kesidron. It has to be written in order. Shaila is, does that apply only to the parasha itself has to be in order? If you wrote it out of order, the letters in the parasha is no good. Or the parashios have to be written in order. You can't write V'chaim Shamoah before Shema. It's a machlokas. From Rashi, it's mashma that the parashios themselves had to be written in order. And from Tosfos, mashma, the parashios themselves don't have to be written in order. Let's go on. What were the tefillin written on that you could think you could make them into mezuzah, if it wouldn't be that you're not allowed to diminish the kedusha? Lav dixivi adukhsustis, you kosher the mezuzah. It had to be written on something that would be kosher to write a mezuzah on. Must be that you wrote the tefillin on duchsustis. You see, you're allowed to write the dieved, at least, tefillin on duchsustis. Hilka ha-morid and osin. If you wouldn't be a problem of morid and the kedusha, you could make mezuzah out of it. But if it was written on cloth, how can you possibly have a havamin to make a mezuzah on cloth? Mara says, yeah, you can write mezuzah on cloth too, according to Reb Meir. Mara says, hasha, the osis lahachi, the rav nomi lo tema duchsustis harika cloth, ela ema cloth haru duchsustis. Now that you're saying this, that it's possible to write a mezuzah on cloth, there's a Tana who holds you can write a mezuzah on cloth, we could learn different pshat and rav altogether. Rav didn't mean to say that cloth, that duchsustis is like cloth. Meaning that you're allowed to write tefillin on duchsustis just like you can write it on cloth. We know for sure tefillin lechatchil is on cloth. And duchsustis is like cloth, you can write it also on duchsustis. That's how we learned till now. Now that we're saying you can write a mezuzah also on cloth, not only on duchsustis, now we could learn Rav differently. Rav's not talking about tefillin. And he's not saying that tefillin is kosher on duchsustis. Tefillin is only kosher on cloth. You know what Rav is talking about? Mezuzah. And even though lechatchila you have to write a mezuzah on duchsustis, do the ever, if you run on klaf, it's okay. And that's what Rav said. Klaf harehu kiduchsustis. That klaf is as good as duchsustis. Meaning, even though you have to really write a mezuzah on duchsustis, if you wrote it on klaf, it's also okay. Because klaf is like duchsustis. Ma duchsustis kosher lo mezuzah, af klaf kosher lo mezuzah. Okay, hash the osis lahachi the mezuzah klaf kshera lo tema b'milsi the rav the sustus harika klaf. Say the opposite, klaf is like the sustus. So you could see that from this sugya, right? There could be a lot of different opinions of who we paskin like. Do we paskin like when it comes out in the end that a mezuzah is kosher on either klaf or the sustus? Do we paskin like in the beginning that tefillin could be kosher not only on klaf, but even on duchsustis, right? Where does that leave a Sefer Torah? What's it called? If you wrote it on the wrong side, we have that also mentioned. Put all that together and have a lot of shitas and a lot of confusion, right, of what exactly everything has been written on. But lechatchila, that's clear, that a mezuzah should be on duchsustis, a tefillin should be on klaf, and a Sefer Torah on Gvil. Whether you could lechatchila or b'di'evit write it on something else also, that's depend on sugya. Now niyar, on what's it called, on paper, tefillin, it says b'feirish. You can't write on paper, it's possible. Okay? Because it says by tefillin, lamantia toras Hashem b'ficha. It has to be written on something that's kosher, that could be treif. So from there we learn it can't be written on the hides of non-kosher animals, only on kosher animals, mashma, that has to be written on hide. It can't be written on paper. That's pretty much clear. That tefillin that was written on paper is possible. Mezuzah, also, kamat, everybody holds that if you wrote a mezuzah on paper, it's possible, because mezuzah is hukash l'tefillin. Tefillin and mezuzah have the same halachas. But a Sefer Torah is machlokas. Some hold that you can write a Sefer Torah on paper, as long as the paper hasn't been erased. It's paper that's never been erased. You can write a Sefer Torah on paper. And Lahalacha is not like that, right? And Lahalacha Lamaisa, you can't write a Sefer Torah on paper either. But there is an opinion that you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah not on the hide of an animal, not on parchment, but on paper.